This podcast has been brought to you by UT Tyler's Introduction to Education Technology class on March the 23rd of 2019 in Jacksonville, Texas. Hello, my name is Darlene Giron from Dr. Stone's class at UT Tyler. Welcome to the Spanish Preposition Podcast. Today, we are going to review the verb estar in the present tense as well as explain the different prepositions in Spanish. This will be an easy and fun way to learn these prepositions in a poem or song. It is important for us to learn these prepositions to communicate in Spanish and explain where things or people are located. Before we get started, let's gather our material. Today, all you guys will need is a piece of notebook paper and pencil to take notes. For the activity, we will be using cups, books, pencils, and erasers to construct sentences describing the location of the items in relation to other objects using the prepositions in the verb estar. First, we will review what the verb estar means in the present tense. The verb estar expresses the location of an object or person. In Spanish, you use the verb estar followed with prepositions. With a partner, write out the chart for estar. Remember, yo estoy means I am, tú estás means you are, él está means he is, ella está means she is. Usted está means you are, formal. Nosotros y nosotras estamos means we are. Ellos y ellas están means they are. Ustedes están means all of you are. Notice how the ending of the verb estar changes depending on the pronoun. The AR drops and you either add an AN, A, or AS. This should not be new to you guys before learning the prepositions. We will now learn the different prepositions and their meanings in English, in form of a poem called La Rima. Let's go ahead and recite this poem together. Izquierda de, derecha de, delante de, detrás de, cerca de, lejos de, y algo más. Afuera de, adentro de, debajo de, encima de, entre, al lado de, y ahora se termina la rima. It helps to signal each preposition. For example, for delante, point forward. Encima, you point up. Make sure after writing down the prepositions in parentheses, write the English meaning for each word. Now, with your partner, construct sentences describing the location of the items in relation to other objects using the prepositions and the verb estar. For example, el papel está lejos del vaso. The paper is far from the cup. Make sure to underline the preposition. There should be a total of 12 sentences. You can create your own sentences as well without the material. This should be an easy and fun way to learn these prepositions. Now, thank you for listening and being a wonderful audience. I hope you all enjoyed this lesson and have fun doing it. I hope that by doing this lesson, you guys can now use these prepositions correctly.